the rest of the story. Jeffrey Moore and his wife Catherine and their four children, snug and secure in their home on Napatree Point, Rhode Island, scarcely could have imagined the monster prowling in the distance, a monster preparing to devour them. Even as the skies over Long Island Sound turned gray, none suspected more than typical summer weather was on the way, but it was in fact a hurricane. Indeed, the wind rose and the rain began to pour more ominously than the Moores could remember. Then the dining room window blew out. The family knew it was time to evacuate, so they hurried to the garage, to the car, ready to drive for their lives. But the garage doors wouldn't open. Within moments, the road below had been swallowed by the sea. So the Moores rushed back inside the house just as the front door burst open. Mr. Moore leaned into it with one shoulder and grabbed a board trying to prop it closed, but it was not the wind and the rain that he was fighting now. It was holding back the ocean itself. Eventually, he failed. And as the swell engulfed the first floor, the family ran for the second floor, then climbed to the third floor. From a bedroom window, they could see the next-door neighbors running out onto their own porch, only to be struck by a crashing wave, and in that instant, all of them, all of the neighbor family, had vanished. And then the neighbor's house was gone. And one by one, the seaside homes succumbed until the Moore's house was the only one that had not been swept away. But one hope for them remained. The raft. The big raft with the tall sail. It would be a perilous voyage to who knew where, but staying here even another minute would surely kill them all, so the Moore family, including an aunt and three employees, huddled together on the raft and sailed off, pitching and tossing amid the towering waves of Little Narragansett Bay. None of them could have known that hurricane of September 1938 would become the most devastating storm ever recorded on the North American continent. In its wake, 700 some would die, 63,000 would be left homeless, and yet, because all through the same month, the news was preoccupied with Britain's Prime Minister Chamberlain kowtowing to Hitler, hardly anybody anywhere else realized that the United States East Coast was being buried at sea. As the torrent of wind and water raged, 6,000 boats were destroyed, but one craft, the Moore's family raft, prevailed. It carried the 10 reluctant mariners the many miles across the bay all the way to Connecticut and to safety. A raft, incidentally, miraculously comprised a raft comprised of the uppermost floor of the Moore's house, to which part of one wall incredibly remained. One wall remained attached, and that wall acted as a sail. In all the annals of that historic devastation, it is recorded that the houses on Napatree Point, Rhode Island, all of them, every one of them, was wiped out. That the homes remained were utterly useless as havens from the storm. Well, all but one. All but one. Now that you know the rest of the story.